Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
On X at Rich Zeoli. Let me spit out my gum. Sorry about that. Kind of rude. I don't have enough for everybody. But I won't have enough gum for everybody, but June 20th at Cape May, we'll be there live for our next live show, and that's going to be great. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was thinking today about the Democrats and the problems that they have trying to deal with this whole auto pen scandal and just how angry they all are. And Charlemagne the God, this guy's huge, by the way. He's a nationally syndicated morning show host. His show is huge, The Breakfast Club, and he's got podcast and movies and all kinds of things. The guy is a true multimedia personality. But unlike Howard Stern, like, for example, he's not looking to just carry the water of Democrats. He's looking to be real, which I guess is that his whole thing is kind of his whole thing is he's Charlemagne the God. He's keeping it real. So he said to Eric Swalwell, the tutor, is like, how can anybody trust you? How can anybody trust you, the Democrats, after lying to us about Joe Biden? He also said during the campaign, when the Kamala Harris campaign was getting attacked for that, ad to Trump, I was probably the best ad of the Trump campaign, about how she wanted to pay for transgender surgeries for illegal immigrants and prisoners. And he said, that's a great ad. You know, you play that during football games, all these black guys watching it during Sundays. That's a great, very powerful ad. He was right about that. So here we are right now, at this moment where Democrats are reeling from the lies and the cover-up of Joe Biden and how he was senile. And now they have the whole auto pen scandal, and they're investigating that. The problem they have is that this is the best moment in time ever for somebody who's a whistleblower to come forward and just say, yeah, you know what? Yeah, I did it. I did the auto pen. Now, what should be the penalty for that? I was asked this question earlier today on Newsmax. What should be the penalty for that? And I said treason, death, you know, dismemberment, torture, whatever. Throw the book at him. But there's a caveat. If you can get that person immunity to go under oath and say how this was a coordinated effort by people in the White House to run the country knowing the president was senile, I say it's worth giving that person immunity if they can name names and bring down other people who were complicit in that, starting with the vice president of the United States of America, who had a duty under the 25th Amendment to assemble the cabinet and have a conversation about the president's mental health, and then accordingly remove him because he couldn't function and do the job. That's exactly what should have happened. But they didn't do that, obviously, because they were not interested in fulfilling their constitutional requirements. They were interested in maintaining power, power at all costs. And for me, the biggest tell of everything is, say what you want about old Joe Biden, old Joe Biden. I mean, the previous Joe Biden. The guy who came before the senile version of Joe Biden, the Joe Biden before he lost his friggin' mind, that Joe Biden. Say what you want about him. The guy was good. and ruthless politician who rose all the way to the ranks of the vice presidency with his mind intact for being a typical politician sleazeball who brought money back to Delaware and helped his corporations. You know, at one point, Delaware was the place to do business if you were a bank or a credit card company, thanks to Joe Biden, letting them charge like 28%, 30%. I mean, he was the ultimate consummate politician. Just watch when he chaired the Judiciary Committee hearings when Clarence Thomas was there. I mean, it was abysmal. But he was good at politics. He was good at politics. And that Joe Biden would have never allowed the Democrats to put a liquid. He certainly would never have put in a ban on liquid natural gas exports when the must win state is Pennsylvania, which is a natural gas state. Who would do that? Not him. Not him back then. No way. But him now would do it or not. Maybe he would have a lucid moment and say, that's stupid. We're trying to win Pennsylvania. We got to win Pennsylvania here. So I think that's the best evidence you have to say that other people were running the show. Other people were in charge. Other people were running the country, not the president of the United States of America. A guy who'd like to be president of the United States of America, though, is one Andrew Cuomo, the love gov, who's now in hot water over a breakfast sandwich. Because Cuomo, the love gov, you know, everybody always says bacon, egg, and cheese. All right. Or sometimes you might go pork roll, egg, and cheese. Or if you're in North Jersey, you might say Taylor ham, egg, and cheese. But what you don't do is you don't go bacon, cheese, egg. You go, it's always egg. It's a bacon, egg, and cheese, or Taylor ham, egg, and cheese, or pork roll, egg, and cheese. But you never go pork roll, cheese, egg. You never say it in that order. Cuomo did. You know why? Cuomo's a freaking fraud. That's why. He's a freaking fraud. And he was asked about his favorite breakfast sandwich, and he said, I got to go with bacon, cheese, and egg. Although, sometimes I take the bacon off. He's such a fraud, he can't even, I don't know, he's worried about offending people that are anti-bacon. I don't really know, but he said it wrong. And the New York Post have this whole story about him. And you might go, well, what's the thing? A breakfast sandwich, who cares? But the thing about it is that he's the kind of guy, as he gets ready to run for president of the United States, and believe me, he's going to in 2028, which is going to be here before you know it. That guy is going to run around America, and whatever place he's in is going to be his favorite food. So that means if he's in Iowa, he's going to talk about fried butter. I love fried butter. It's delicious. You deep fry the butter. Delicious. Fried Oreos. I love them. Just like when you deep fry people in nursing homes. Delicious. You can't escape that scandal, though. And that scandal is going to heat up because they're going to hold the love gov accountable for this. But he's probably going to win the primary in New York, which then means he's going to become the mayor. And then he'll run for national office. And the issue there in that city, crime. That's the big issue. And Eric Adams has failed completely and utterly. It's been a failure, an abysmal failure. Why does this matter? It matters because, unlike Philadelphia, New York City has had it with the crime. Philly doesn't seem to care. They reelected Larry Krasner again. So they reelected this guy twice. But in New York, they're going to unelect Eric Adams. They're going to throw him out and put back in Cuomo because he's going to be tough on crime. And he's going to use that platform to run for the presidency, travel across the country, and take on Donald Trump one-on-one. And you'll have to hear all about how he's going to bring us a better tomorrow because America was never that great. It was never that great to begin with. And the thing is, the media loves this guy. He's the complete package. He's a slime ball. He's a sleaze ball. But he's their slime ball and their sleaze ball. And he's got the ability to make people forget all the horrific things he's done because he blames other people. It's what he does. He goes, well, we were following federal guidance, which said put in COVID people with elderly people who didn't have COVID and have them kiss and hug and they died. And that was the guidance I got. And what are you going to do? And then the media goes, well, he's our best shot. See, the media covers for these guys, whether it's Biden's dementia or Cuomo being the nursing home killer, a serial killer who gets away with all of it. They cover for him. They do. And so, you know, they write this article about him because he says, I want a bacon, cheese, and egg sandwich. And then he has the audacity to say, on an English muffin. Yeah, not a bagel. See, in New York City, they go bagel. That's usually what their thing is. But he said English muffin. First of all, that shows you how the guy's a complete phony. Because who really orders? I mean, I understand if you're going to McDonald's and you're getting a McDonald's, what their famous breakfast sandwich. The sandwich you eat at McDonald's all the time. What's the breakfast sandwich that they have there?
Egg McMuffin.
Egg McMuffin, thank you. That's an English muffin. Egg McMuffin. It's in the name. Otherwise, if you go to a deli, you're either going to get it on a Kaiser roll or you're going to get it on a bagel. But nobody's going to have any English muffins back there. Nobody does that. Except for Cuomo. He does. The Love Gov does. And he goes, I want a bacon, cheese, egg on an English muffin. That's my sandwich. And then I might take the bacon off. I don't know. I'll get handsy with it. I'll massage the egg a little bit. That'll be my thing. And people turn around and go, nobody orders that. Nobody orders like that. And nobody orders that. That's the thing about Cuomo. He's a little bit rusty. He says he now regrets resigning as governor. He regrets it and wishes he never did it. I never should have done it. But why did he, though? Was it really about the sex scandal? Was it really that? He's also now reversing himself on congestion pricing. He said before, he goes, I was against it. Now I'm kind of for it, but I might be against it again. And I'm a little bit for it now, but also against it at the same time. He's got this ability to be a chameleon. Really remarkable. Why is that relevant? It's relevant because in New Jersey on Tuesday, there's the primary for governor, and then there's the general election. Whoever the New Jersey governor is, Democrat or Republican, they're going to have to battle New York State on the issue of congestion pricing. Right now, the president is allowing congestion pricing to go through as they work out a bunch of deals. But eventually, that issue is going to come to a big head between New Jersey and New York over the issue of congestion pricing. And Cuomo is going to have to make a choice. Whether or not he wants to be the guy who's in favor of congestion pricing or he wants to be against congestion pricing because he doesn't want to be the kind of guy who is for taxing. It's really interesting watching the Democrats as they try to navigate this abyss that they're in right now. Hated by everybody. Young men hate them. Women hate them. I mean, everybody hates the Democrats right now. Except for professors and the people who are out there putting rainbows on everything. But even a lot of the rainbow people hate them, too. They just do it because they think the rainbow thing is going to keep the woke mafia from coming after them. And so they just go, it's fine. Just a rainbow. It doesn't hurt anybody. But the Democrats really have no friends left. They're the kid in school who everybody wants to avoid at this point because they've been rats and they've ratted out everybody and they've wind up coming at everybody and they've said, you're the problem. And Andrew, and this should be, I mean, this is the, if you go to nypost.com, this is the biggest story right now about Andrew Cuomo and this friggin' breakfast sandwich. And you might think it's a minor thing. You might go, Zioli, it's an order. It's a sandwich. What's the big deal? It's because the New York Post is smart enough to know this guy is going to win. This guy is going to become the mayor of New York City. And then this guy is now going to change the Democrat Party forever. He's going to be the Bill Clinton of 2028. Mark my words on this. Just like how Bill Clinton in 1992 was able to come around at a party that had gone so freaking wacky left, and they were such losers. You remember they had, well, first of all, Walter Mondale was obviously, he had no chance. Reagan, biggest landslide in American political history, and he won one state, his own. But then they rolled out Dukakis, and the guy, the tank, he had the helmet on. And they had a whole bunch of lefties. And the Democrat Party was, they were shambles. So in 1992, Bill Clinton comes along and he tells everybody he's a new kind of Democrat. But think of the scandals that guy had back then. I mean, everybody came out of the woodwork to say that he had had sex with them. Everybody. I mean, it was you know, the Jennifer Flowers. There was the governor of Arkansas, a state that was last in everything. But he was good, man. He bit that lower lip. I looked into the camera. He did that thing that he does. You know, I feel your pain. Out of nowhere, winds up finishing second or third in New Hampshire and is known as the comeback kid. Paul Tsongas at the time, who was a big lefty, winds up having a heart attack or something and then drops out of the race. Bill Clinton, Democrat nominee in 92, talks about charting a new path. But the point was the party was at its lowest it had been. The Reagan Revolution in 1980, starting with Jimmy Carter, and then the Reagan Revolution leading up to George H.W. Bush becoming president. And then all of a sudden, Bill Clinton is able to win. He was helped by Ross Perot getting in that race as a third party candidate. And I think that if Ross Perot was not in that race, it's very possible Bush would have been reelected, but maybe not, because remember, in that race at the time, HW didn't know the price of a gallon of milk. And at a debate, he checked his watch. He was a little bit, you know, and then they asked him the gallon of milk. And he said, "I don't do the shopping. This is stupid. Why is anybody even asking me this question?" And Bill Clinton was like, I'll milk you right now. And then he wins. He went, "Don't stop thinking about tomorrow." Remember the Fleetwood Mac songs playing at the Democrat National Convention? And it's youth, it's vigor. My point is, it's not out of the realm of possibility that the Democrats are going to have to go to somebody who's so scandal plagued and yet somehow politically resilient that that's the only way that they have to move forward, by getting a guy who can twist himself like a pretzel into something, who's managed to somehow survive after killing people in nursing homes, groping women in elevators, blaming it on his Italian culture. If Andrew Cuomo wins the mayor's race, this will be the greatest political comeback in generations. I'm telling you. And then at that point, he will be the future. And by the time 2028 rolls around, or really 2026, because let's face it, that's when the presidential race is really going to start heating up. He's going to come out there and be like, "I am the most Teflon candidate up here. I literally have done everything wrong. I killed your mom. I groped your mother. And I ordered your mother's breakfast sandwich in the wrong order by saying bacon, cheese, and egg. And I put it on an English muffin. And nobody does that. And I'm still here. I'm right here." And he's gonna chart this path now as this new Democrat who's a moderate, who's upset with the crazies in his own party. Mark my words. And the reason why I think this is because the Democrat Party is so low right now that you even have the former White House press secretary, the fembot, Karine Jean-Pierre, just left the Democrat Party. She left it. She's done. She's out. She claims she's no longer a Democrat, while hyping her memoir of a broken Biden administration. That's right. You have a Democrat somewhere just became a Republican again. I saw that story. And forget that loser, Joe Walsh, I think his name is, who's been a phony, never Trump loser for years. And now he's officially a Democrat. Stop. Democrat Party is at literally its lowest point it's ever been. Everybody who's a Democrat is depressed. They have mental health issues. They're having emotional breakdowns. They can't win anything. And all of their people are dinosaurs, literally dinosaurs, or they're crazy. They're lunatics. Look, say what you want about Cuomo. He's not crazy. He's way too shifty for that. Like, AOC is a straight up whack job. Nuts. She's insane. And Bernie is not insane, but Bernie is 87 years old or whatever. I mean, there's no, he's too, besides, they never let him anyway. Who else do they have? They've got Gavin Newsom with his beautiful quad. They hate him in California. He could not get reelected right now if he were running for another term. There's no way. They hate him. They completely hate that guy. Plus, Cuomo, I think, I have this really crazy theory about him. I think he resigned as governor on purpose because New York was in such bad financial shape that it was like, "All right, you know what? There I was in an elevator, groping a woman, touching her bosoms, but that's my culture. I'm Italian. It's what we do. We kiss, kiss, love you, and I, yeah, and I, did I grope? Yeah." But really what it was New York is a friggin' mess financially. So he gets out of there. Kathy Hochul gets in. They hate her in New York State. So he leaves, and then he's able to do this political comeback, this political revival. If he pulls off this mayoral win in New York City, which he's going to do, I'm telling you right now, this is Lazarus, man. This is Lazarus. And I told you this, though. See, the funny thing is, when Cuomo resigned, what day was that, Matt, that he resigned? Do you remember when that was, out of curiosity?
I'll find it.
Yeah, just find. I believe I was still in mornings at the time. I don't know. I don't remember because the time space continuum of my radio career has been all over the place. Where literally, was it afternoon drive the first time? Was it morning drive? Was it afternoon drive the second time? I don't know. I don't remember. Did you find the date?
August 24th, 2021.
So we were in mornings.
Morning. Yeah.
And I remember it like it was yesterday. I remember saying, he'll be back. Mark my words. He'll be back. Don't doubt me on this. Cuomo will be back. This guy is way too good, man. It's like Clinton. He's good. He's asleep. He's a sleazeball. Look, when I say good, I don't mean good person. I mean good at what they do. Effective, good politicians. They're just that good, right? It's like everything rolls off them. Nothing sticks to them. And they're able to somehow perform these political miracles of these comebacks that you look at and you go, wow. I mean, Bill Clinton had no business getting that nomination in 1992 after all those women came forward. It's none whatsoever. None. No business. Cuomo has no business becoming the mayor of New York City. None. How many people lost relatives and loved ones to nursing homes in New York City? If this guy wins, he had prisoners make hand sanitizer. He used prison labor to make hand sanitizer. And then he came out there and goes, this one is Beechwood. If you smell it, real nice, New York stinks, a far superior product. Your hints of lilac, literally prison slave labor to make his hand sanitizer, a far superior product. He used taxpayers to write his book that was a bomb, his book on leadership. I wrote this book during COVID about my leadership of COVID, of which I was a terrible leader in the middle of COVID, but I had other people write it on your taxpayer dollars. Like, again, that should disqualify him. He did a piece of art about New York's ascension to the top of the mountaintop with him in charge during COVID. The hubris of this guy. All of these things should make it that it's impossible for him to become the mayor of New York City. There should be no chance he's mayor of New York City. And he's about to become the mayor of New York City. And but that's how bad the Democrat Party is doing right now. They're like, yeah, well, you know, the guy's a slimeball. And yeah, he's a nursing home serial killer. And yeah, he's totally inappropriate with women. But I mean, have you seen this place? It's a freaking hellhole. It's like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. It's just that bad. So what the heck? And for the party's perspective, since everybody hates them and they have four friends left, the Democrat Party has like four friends left. At this point, they're going to turn around and be like, I mean, he was able to become mayor of New York after all of that, after all those things he did. Somehow the guy was able to still win? That political comeback story? How does anyone do that? Exactly. So get ready, because the opposition to the Democrats, or to President Trump right now in the Democrat Party, is another New Yorker, Chuck Schumer, who, when you hear him and his pathetic attempts to go after the president with the one big beautiful bill, all you hear is a tired, washed up hack. So you get that. Or you got AOC, who's insane. I mean, I'm telling you, these are their dark days. But from their darkness, they will emerge, just like they did in the early 90s. And the only question is there a way to stop it so that they don't wind up running the table in 2028 like they did in 92? I have an answer to that upon my return. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
By the way, the other Democrat running in the mayoral primary is a guy who refuses to acknowledge the existence of Israel. So that's why this moment is exactly what I mean. And so Eric Adams leaves the Democrat Party and he's running as an independent. He's not going to win the general election because New York City is going to vote for whoever the Democrat is. And he wouldn't win the primary. And that would have been embarrassing for him as mayor to lose the primary. And then he would have been a lame duck. So it's better just to lose the general than the primary. Because New York's primary is coming up. So then you got this other guy, Zoran Mamdani, who refuses to say that Israel is a real place. And he will not acknowledge Israel. He hates Israel. He hates Jews. So this is where the Democrat Party is right now. This is this moment. He again refused to acknowledge Israel's existence as a Jewish state. New York City mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani refuses to acknowledge Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state. And he's running a second place behind Cuomo. CNN reports that a Mamdani aide recently attempted to stop an interview when the candidate was pressed to clarify his view on Israel. Asked multiple times if he thinks that Israel should exist as a Jewish state, Mamdani said he believes that, quote, Israel has a right to exist as a state with equal rights. I don't know what that means exactly. So it doesn't sound like he believes it should exist as a Jewish state. But Jews make up 16% of the primary electorate. And it's very possible they may vote for a candidate who hates them. Democrats seem to keep voting for all these anti-Semitic candidates all across the country. But this is where the Democrat Party is right now, which is why Josh Shapiro has no friggin' chance of actually becoming the party's nominee in 2028. He could try, but he's not going to happen. So if Cuomo pulls off his upset and becomes a Democrat primary winner, he'll then become the mayor of New York City, and then he'll go on to run for president in 2028. And that day that he resigned, and I said to you, he'll be back. The LoveGov will be back. I was right. He's back. And now he's about to be the comeback. He even has the audacity, this guy. After all those nursing home deaths, after everything that he did during COVID, after lying to Congress about the nursing home deaths, he has the audacity to run on his handling of COVID. This is his campaign ad that he put out recently. The chutzpah of this guy, the cojones on this guy. Take a listen.
It was the greatest health crisis in our history. And when New Yorkers were desperate for leadership, Andrew Cuomo delivered. He didn't just provide information in those daily COVID briefings. He acted, building emergency hospitals and deploying first responders. And he provided hope that we'd pull through this together. We did. Now New Yorkers face a city unaffordable and streets that don't feel safe. And in a crisis, you want someone who's delivered for us before. Paid for by Cuomo for NYC.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. This guy, man. But this is how bad the Democrat Party is. So here's Karine Jean-Pierre, who's left the Democrat Party as a stunt to sell her new book. The book releases on October 21st. It's called Independent, A Look Inside a Broken White House Outside the Party Lines. This is the White House Fembot, cut number one.
Hi, I'm Karine Jean-Pierre, and I am the author of a new book that's coming out this fall called Independent. It's coming out on October 21st, so please, please do grab it. And the reason I wrote this book, coming out of the White House, you know, serving as White House press secretary was an honor and a privilege. But since I have left, the people that come up to me, strangers that come up to me just across the country as I'm traveling, and sometimes right in my neighborhood at a grocery store, supermarket, airport, my daughter's school, the number one question they ask me is, Karine, how do we get out of this? How do we protect our democracy? How do we protect vulnerable communities among us? What do we do next? Because we don't have answers here. That's what they ask me. And this is my answer. And what I mean by that is, yes, in the era of misinformation, disinformation, the regressiveness of social policy, what we're seeing currently right now, what I have decided to do, and I really have thought long and hard about this, is to follow my own compass. And that's what I've done. And that's what this book does. And here's the truth. And here's how I will lay it out to you.
Go ahead.
I think we need to stop thinking in boxes and think outside of our boxes and not be so partisan. And the way that I see moving forward in this space that we're in right now is, if you are willing to stand side by side with me, regardless of your political, how you identify politically, and as long as you respect the community that I belong to and vulnerable communities that I respect, I will be there with you.
But still,
I will move forward.
That's still a lot of work. I got to do all these things. I can't just stand next to you. I got to respect all these communities. It's a lot of work. Can't I just not buy your book instead and just go on with my life? It's a lot of work. Don't forget, she's the one that told us it was disinformation and misinformation constantly lying at the White House podium about Joe Biden. You remember that? Remember those days when Karine Jean-Pierre would say that? It's misinformation, disinformation. This misinformation, this disinformation cannot stand. Remember that? The time that Biden shook hands with the invisible man in Normandy? And she said that was misinformation, that there was a the shot had a guy in there who was a paratrooper. That was a lie. She lied and she lectured and she went on shows and she lied and she lectured. They've hit such rock bottom now that they're literally having Karine Jean-Pierre out there switching parties or dropping out of the Democrat Party in a cheap attempt to sell a book. And acting like this is the path forward. These are really dark times that we are in, no doubt about it. In addition to that, Karine Jean-Pierre says that she's leaving the Democrat Party. This is cut number two. These are her top five lies. Top five lies, courtesy of Nick Sorter on X, who put them together for us. Thank you, Nick. Cut two.
You're wrong to think that the border is open. It is not open.
We're bent down to the border. The possible next speaker says that he wants him to go with him. So is he going to?
So look, he's been there. He's been to the border. And since he took office.
When did he go to the border?
And go to the border.
But that's not how it works. Like, we actually, no.
I know that that's not what you guys want to happen, but that is what is happening.
But that's not, it's not like somebody walks over and that's not how.
Exactly what's happening.
Thousands
of people are walking in a day. Some of them turn themselves over. Some of them are caught. Tens of thousands a week are not. That is what is happening.
It is not that simple. It's not just that people are walking across the border.
People walk.
We want to secure the border. We've been doing that work on our own. The president has done the work to deal with what we're seeing at the border since day one.
Day one, Day one at the border. Day one.
Because when you look at inflation, when we look at where we are economically, and we are in a strong, we are stronger economically than we have been in history.
And then, of course,
what we
famous.
Saw on January 6th was the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War.
That's actually not the most famous. The most famous would be her lying. Matt, can you grab that for me? Her lying about Biden and saying that it was misinformation, that he was not, in fact, shaking hands with the invisible man. That would be very helpful. I think these people are all, I mean, they're just, the ability of these people to look us in the face and lie, which, by the way, is a big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Don't go to the closest dentist and don't go to a chain dental office. Go to Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. The ability of these people to just lie all the time to our face is amazing. When we get back, this Chinese smuggling that happened. And these people who brought in fungus, why this is an issue, why this is a problem, and what China could be up to. Remember, my Spidey sense told you, just like my buddy Dawn Stensland pointed out today in her show, I told you my Spidey sense said COVID did not come from an undercooked bat burger with a side of pangolin fries and a raccoon dog aioli. I also told you that Cuomo, the love gov, would be back. I also told you that China was behind COVID-19, that it was an engineered bioweapon. And it was deliberately released from that lab. Well, now we have to deal with what could be something else coming very, very soon. I'll share that with you as soon as I return. But I'm so excited. This has been like my white whale trying to get Bob's Little Sports Shop to be a sponsor of the show. Because for years, I heard Bob and his poems talking about freedom and liberty, and I loved it. I used to think they were fantastic. And I love the Second Amendment. I love all the amendments. And I know how important it is to protect them. And I know how important it is for you to be able to go to a great sports shop with an incredible selection of firearms and a great staff there to help you every way. With range and training and classes and everything you need. They'll help you fill out the paperwork, the whole process. The entire team at Bob's Little Sports Shop in Glassboro, New Jersey is top notch. That's why I'm so excited that they are our newest sponsor. I've long wanted Bob's. I couldn't get them, but I was a customer and I'd go in there and they have, you know, great people, but I want Bob's to be a sponsor of the show. And now they are. So this is huge. So you've been thinking, and you should, by the way, because you got to protect your family. Crazy times are coming. If some fungus virus takes over and makes everybody into that show like The Last of Us, got to be ready. All I'm saying, got to be ready. And now that in New Jersey, you can conceal carry, Bob's will help you with that paperwork as well. So incredible selection. And in June, they're having a big sale. So this is great, right? June is their big anniversary sale. And coming up June 24th through the 28th, specials throughout the store, Bob's will have a limited number of very special commemorative Henry rifles for sale. So get in to check out their incredible inventory and this milestone event of 60 years in business being celebrated all during June and with a special week of sales from June 24th through the 28th. Military discounts, too. So visit BobsLittleSportsShop.com for more details and see them on Delsey Drive in Glassboro, open Tuesday through Saturday. BobsLittleSportsShop.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
That is that question of whether or not a gigantic fungus virus is going to take over and kill everybody has literally been the basis of a hit HBO Max show for 2 years now, or several years now, called The Last of Us. They're on season two. I think they just wrapped up season two. I kind of got bored with it. It's sort of like The Walking Dead. I don't know. Did you guys watch it? You watch...
I loved season one. I thought the first two episodes of season two were great, and oh boy, did it
just
fall
go downhill?
Off. Yeah, I
really?
Won't even watch the third season. It's done for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I could tell by the third episode of season two I was going to hate this, so I gave up on it.
Yeah.
I just had a vibe.
Oh, you're correct. It goes totally
off the
rails.
And Henry said the same thing you said today to Santis. He said
about
the same
what?
Thing.
Oh, yeah, it goes off. Yeah, everybody hates it. The writing is terrible. The story is okay, but every scene is, the dialogue's so cheesy, it takes you out of it instantaneously. Bella Ramsey, I know she's getting the brunt of the blame, saying her acting is no good. She's not the world's most gifted. Actress, but at the same time, there's not much you can do with that script. It's just terrible.
Terrible. Justin, you like it?
The first season was okay. I much prefer the video games to the TV series for pretty much the same reason everybody. The writing is almost completely different from the video games. The video games are a much better way to experience the story.
Are they?
Yeah.
That's a shame. But the idea of a fungus taking over and killing all of us is literally a thing. As a Chinese couple was charged with smuggling a biological pathogen into the USA, a potential agroterrorism fungus. So if you don't know, The Last of Us basically is about that, a fungus that somehow mutates and kills everybody by turning them into fungus. Now, it sounds stupid, but the show opens with, which I'm assuming is a real scene, right? This scientist who speaks at the beginning of the show?
No, that's not real.
Oh, they made that up?
Yeah.
Oh. It made it look very real.
It's good. It looks like it's from the 90s or something, but I think it's fake.
Oh, I thought it was from like the 60s or something.
No, yeah.
But it's not real?
No, it's fake.
They did a good job of making it sound real and scaring us all into how a fungus, not a parasite or not a virus, is what we should be worried about. So we have that, actually. This is, if you don't know, this is how the show The Last of Us opens up on HBO. Take a listen.
True fungi cannot survive if its host's internal temperature is over 94 degrees. And currently there are no reasons for fungi to evolve to be able to withstand higher temperatures. But what if that were to change? What if, for instance, the world were to get slightly warmer? Well, now, there is reason to evolve. One gene mutates, and an ascomycetia, candida, ergot, cordyceps, aspergillus, any one of them could become capable of burrowing into our brains and taking control, not of millions of us, but billions of us. Billions of puppets with poisoned minds, permanently fixed on one unifying goal. To spread the infection to every last human alive by any means necessary. And there are no treatments for this, no preventatives, no cures. They don't exist. It's not even possible to make them.
So if that happens,
we lose.
All right. Now, my theory is always that China watches our TV shows and movies and then figures out what they're going to do next. So they watched Contagion, which was a show about a virus. And then it was a movie, I should say. And then they unleashed COVID. They watched The Last of Us, and then they're like, all right, let's engineer a fungus in the lab. And so this Chinese couple caught smuggling with this now. This is cut number three. Let's start with that. This is from Fox News with Laura Ingraham. Cut three.
Two Chinese nationals have been charged with smuggling a dangerous biological pathogen into the United States. And this pathogen is considered a serious threat to our food supply and thus our national security. Fox's David Spunt is here with all the details. David, this is terrifying.
Laura, it really is quite an interesting story. According to the Justice Department, one of them worked at a laboratory connected to the University of Michigan. The FBI arrested 33-year-old Yuqing Zhang for allegedly smuggling in a fungus called Fusarium graminearum, which could be used as an agroterrorism weapon. The gases from the fungus could cause liver damage, vomiting, and reproductive defects in humans and livestock. DOJ officials say Zhang has direct ties to the Chinese Communist Party, and she works at the University of Michigan, and her boyfriend is connected to a university back in China.
Yeah, all right. Now, so this whole thing of a biological pathogen and gain-of-function research, which, by the way, there... What did I show yesterday? Somebody in the YouTube chat said I showed this yesterday. Mangle mush. What did I show yesterday?
This story didn't come out until late last night. Yeah.
Yeah.
We definitely didn't show that yesterday.
Yeah, this literally came out after I was off the air yesterday.
Yeah.
There's no way I was able to... I mean, as proficient as I am, and I'm pretty good about predicting things, there was no way I was going to predict that a Chinese couple would get arrested for smuggling a deadly fungus pathogen. I mean, I'm good, but I'm not that good. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, did I predict Biden would drop out? Yeah, before anybody else did. Did I predict a Chinese couple would get arrested for smuggling a dangerous fungi? No, I'm not that good. I mean, that would be really good.
You should just take credit for it. Yeah, we did play this yesterday, Rich. That somehow, yeah.
Yeah.
Knew exactly where the news was heading.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, no, no, that's how good I am. I knew exactly that yesterday a Chinese couple was going to get caught. In fact, I tipped off David Spunt at Fox News. No, you might have heard me talk about it with Dawn earlier today. If you were listening to the Dawn Stensland show, we were joking around about this issue and also talking about putting mushrooms on my pizza, fungi pizza. But the point about gain-of-function research, and so what Scott Bessent was saying the other day about how the world is dependent on China to such a degree and why we have to decouple the world from China. And I think China looks at making these bioweapons in the lab, and then China figures if they can take the United States of America out, then the rest of the world will have to come to China, and then they will be the dominant country. And I think that that's why they unleashed COVID in the first place in 2020, or really 2019, I should say, because of Trump's tariffs against China back then. And I think this time around, they will absolutely do it again, 100%. Now, I don't think we're all going to turn into actual, like, human walking around fungus people, fungi people, but... I don't think that's going to happen, but it could destroy the food supply. To Laura Ingraham's point, shameless plug, I should be on her show tomorrow night, but, and I'll mention that to her. I'll say, Laura, I agree with you. I think the food supply is a bigger thing. Do I think we're all going to become fungus people, fungi people? Would it be fungi people or fungus people?
You invented it. I think you get to choose.
Will we become the fungi or we be the fungus? Well, it's Pride Month. Everybody's the fun guy. I kid. But no, that joke didn't land on Dawn's show either. I tried it again. I don't know why. Didn't work the first time. Just drop it and move on, but what the heck? All right, we got a lot to get to in the 4 o'clock hour. We got some great guests coming up. And the question, of course, is where does the one big beautiful bill go from here? Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.